Christmas and a happy new year. Make sure to keep it locked.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Like you to change, but. Just don't got collecting it. Receipts, do not let them eat. If they treat you sweet, I might baby kiss. Please do not take pics. They'll claim in the streets that they got the treats. You know they will reach. You're in pain, pain, pain. Cause I'm paid, 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 paid. I'm paid, 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 paid. I'm paid, paid, paid. You're in pain, pain, pain. Cause I'm paid, 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 paid. I'm paid, 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 paid. I'm paid.
Good afternoon. Can't hear my... Hello?
Oh,
much better.
Go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good afternoon. A little rusty start, as usual, with Alumni Weekend. WONY. Mike Kelly with you. Elisa Amorato.
Paula Collins.
Paula Collins.
Laura Collins.
And Laura Collins. Two visitors from another land. And we're here to help us out and hang out with us today. It's good to be back, of course, as usual. We unfortunately missed the all the fun yesterday that we usually come into, but we're in a different place now. We are now in upstate New York, Malta, near Saratoga. So we made it a day trip today. And it's good to be back. Alisa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was just told this is the 45th year I've been
That's hard to
at
believe.
This chair.
45 years.
At this
years.
Mic. And I can't believe that. 45
yes.
years.
Nicely done.
So should we go into the music?
Let's go into some music.
Okay, sure. We have some nice music already for you. WONY 90.9. Keep it locked on this.
Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Over the hills and far away.
Over the hills and far away, which is where we are right now.
In the hills.
The beautiful hills of Oneonta.
And we are now going to tell you about the story about the rock voices that Michael and I joined singing with the chorus, which I have never sang before. I was always the kid in the school band playing the flute.
Yep. We got out of our comfort zone and we decided to join a choral rock group. They do a lot. They're in a lot of cities down the eastern seaboard, and we're in the Saratoga, Albany area there. So they do a whole smattering of rock songs and pop songs. And
our concert's May 3rd. Come join us, yes. Saratoga.
Come one, come all.
And we're having a wonderful time down here today. It's a beautiful day in Oneonta. We showed our true friends the campus.
Got to see the highlights and the lowlights.
Yes.
We got to see the houses that we lived at back in the day and the dorms.
And the street that we used to stumble back up after we came back from the bars.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had to drive. We had to drive 549 Fairview Street, where Marshall, Corey, and I had our apartment. It was great times, great memories, and we're missing Marshall this weekend, and we missed Joel Frank on the air yesterday, which we usually do a fun joint show, but we couldn't get it together this year.
We went past the Chestnut Street house that housed 8 of us girls and had a lot of adventures.
I could only imagine the adventures.
I don't want to tell you.
And a peeping Tom.
Yeah, it was. That too. It was one of the adventures.
It's about reminiscing about our misspent youth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. So, I'm going to play a song from Warren Zevon. It's funny, back in the day, you'd go into different dorms and you'd hear music blasting, and depending on where you were, you know, there was the Warren Zevon crowd. There was the dead rooms that had Grateful Dead music playing, and the Allman Brothers groups, and so I remember this.
I wanted to tell you something, that when I got here, I never heard of Grateful Dead before. Everybody was into Grateful Dead. I didn't get it. I still don't get it.
I was not a deadhead in the beginning either until Marshall Corey introduced me. And I've been a deadhead ever since. So
it's more than a micro-dosing experience.
Indeed it is. This song by Warren Zevon is, with the help of Bruce Springsteen, this is on Warren's last album before he passed. He had a little album with a bunch of big names on it with him. And it's a good rockin' song by Warren.
And here it comes.
W-O-N-Y.
dispatch off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. In the ground, I can't shoot anymore. That long dark cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knocking on Heaven's Door. That was Warren Zevon on his last album. Sad song, because he was virtually knocking on Heaven's Door when he was making that album. Miss Warren a lot. So, Mike Kelly with you, with Elisa Amorato.
Good day.
Laura Collins, Paul Collins.
Good day.
Special guest.
Hey there.
Yes. And Laura is a special guest because she is a special talent of that she's going to share with you in a little while. She brought her guitar. And what do you got planned for us today, Laura?
Whatever you want.
Hey, now.
Laura started out as a Bruce Springsteen backup singer years ago.
We said we weren't going to talk about that.
And has made her way as an independent singer-songwriter, right?
Mm-hmm. As of now. Yep. Lots to write about. Lots to sing about.
So while we're working on the computer here, why don't you play us something live?
Okay. I'm going to do a song by Carly Simon. This was written in 72. She went to number one in 73 in United States, New Zealand, England. And it's about a self-absorbed lover, which was thought to be Warren Beatty, although he ain't talking. You walked in to the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was Africa. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself go by. And all the girls dream that they'd be your partner, they'd be your partner, and you're so vain. You probably think the song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think the song is about you, don't you, don't you? Well, you had me several years ago, when I was still quite naive. And you said that we made such a pretty pair, and that you would never leave. But you gave away the things you love, and one of them was me. I had some dreams, they were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, and you're so vain. You probably think the song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think the song is about you, don't you, don't you? Dreams, they were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you? Well, I hear you went up to Saratoga, and your heart's naturally warm. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. You're where you should be all the time, and when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife of a close friend, wife of a close friend, and you're so vain. You probably think the song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think the song is about you, don't you, don't you now? You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you,
Laura. You're welcome.
Sounds great.
Sounds as good as it did when we were 17 years old and playing in Bay Ridge bars.
Oh my God.
I'd follow you around from bar to bar. Band to band.
It's a true story. Good times, Laura, good times. What we remember of them.
Yeah, Laura is a childhood friend of Elisa. When did you first meet? When you were like four?
Second grade.
I thought the rumor was the sandbox.
Well, what happens in the sandbox?
Stays in the sandbox.
Well, thank you for that, Laura. That was nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
So what other secrets do you guys have you want to reveal today about your early days?
Come clean now.
After all these years, you can.
I don't think there's anything you can say over the radio.
What's the statute of limitations for everything?
That's an important question.
I think you're in the clear.
I don't know.
Okay, what do we have up next, Michael?
What do we got next?
Good deflection, Elisa.
Here's one from Sting. He talks about being a legal alien, which is very important nowadays. He's in the clear, at least. Sting talking about his time in New York.
And we saw him in the theater not too long ago at his show based on all his music. He sang a few rows above us.
Here he goes.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. See me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. Take it everywhere I walk. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa.
Has that special kind of voice. You know him anywhere.
And he has aged amazingly. His voice has just, like fine wine, just keeps, like kind of like a Frank Sinatra thing, just keeps getting good.
Yeah, we saw Sting at a show that was people using his music, and not really a story, but a general story of
Dance story.
Dancing, and he was actually in the theater at the time. We saw him. We eyed him. He was right in the very up in the balcony where we were, but right center, so he can get a good view of and hear everything. And there he was. And then he went down on stage afterwards and spoke. And they used and it had a lot to do with immigration and people being safe where they are. And it was very nice. we have to thank...
Let's give a
Logan.
Shout out to Logan.
Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
First year student here helping us out, spending his time with us on a Sunday afternoon. So thank you, Logan. He set us up well with the computer. So anything that goes wrong, we can blame him. we're doing our best, though. So how you doing today, Paul?
You know, most excellent. Thank you for driving here to make this happen. We've heard you on the air for a few years, and now we can actually see it in three dimensions.
Yeah.
To see what it's all about.
Yes.
I know you guys come to this reunion most every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are, and we get to experience it with you. So thank you for the invitation.
And making a memory with us.
Yeah.
Yes, it's our pleasure.
Yeah. Now you see what it's all about. In the studio, live on the air.
I'm going to jump into another quickie. This is my favorite John Lennon song, solo song. And you'll know when you hear it.
I was gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth are you trying to do? It's up to you. Karma's gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race.
John Lennon. Sorry, I had my headphones off.
A little bit of juggling action.
So we have a special guest on the phone that I was trying to hook into the air here. Kevin Wood from our year back in the day. This one right here.
And make sure you press one on it.
So okay. Kevin, I believe you may be on the air.
I believe you may be right.
Hey.
You are. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, hey, Kevin.
Hi. Whoa. What a chorus. That was almost sound like the Three Stooges. Da 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 da.
Hello.
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 Wow.
Oh, so good. Yeah, honestly, it's making me feel good, you know, because I feel bad that I wasn't there.
Yeah,
so
we miss you too, as did the everyone within earshot, I'm sure. So we have good friends of ours from up here, one of Elise's lifetime friends, Laura Collins, is here, and her husband, Paul Hahn.
Nice.
Paul. And so, yeah, we brought them along because they live in Malta, where we live now.
Nice.
So it's just a little hour and change day trip. So it's very nice to make an easy run.
Wonderful. In that cozy studio.
Yeah.
Well, for what it's worth, I heard it was gray skies there, which it usually is in Oneonta, but guess what? The east end of Oneonta is great, too. So, I mean, of Long Island is very great, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're matching you up today.
Where are you at today, Kevin?
In Shoreham, east end of Long Island.
Okay.
And it's also gray, overcast, yeah.
Okay.
So what have you been... What have you been doing? Are we gonna...
Yeah. I had spoken briefly to our usual five boys are back in town. We've been in touch, which is wonderful through the year. And then I had mentioned yesterday on the air what's going on in my life. Things are mostly great, to be honest. The kids are good. That piece of news that we're building a memorial stage for my grandfather right on Main Street in Oneonta.
I remember
The Al Galador Memorial Stage. So it's coming to fruition. The ground is broken, so it's going to happen. And we will celebrate the first day of summer, June 21st, and do a stage reveal. So it's just great because his memory will live on.
Why don't you tell the group who your grandfather was? You know.
Yeah, so his name, I guess so, for sure. Born in 1913, played literally 95 straight years of great jazz. Paul Whiteman, you know, he was top of his game. You can see him on Wikipedia. Al Galadoro, Sicilian American, and he lit the world on fire. And then he spent the last 25 years of his life in Oneonta, you know, lighting the area there on fire with his incredible playing of sax clarinet and bass clarinet. So we are thrilled that the city has embraced this project. And his name will live on beyond, beyond his years. It's great.
Thank you. Are you also musically inclined?
I am. The very famous, I'm a guitar player, and I had a band called The Pulse.
Oh, that's right.
Around 82, 83. Yeah, 82, 83.
You were quite the rock star during your time here.
Yeah, we kind of followed the suit of so many, Ramones, U2, so much great stuff. We're blessed, and what I mean, you know, everybody in the room there and everybody else during those years to have the great music. But there is one little piece of trivia that is very, very true. I was told that when my grandfather came and played with us at the Rathskeller, right next to where you're sitting now, we held the record for the most amount of people in the place. It was way north of 400, so that was a great little record to hold. We had a great time that day. I very, very vividly remember that.
It's great to hear. Great to hear.
So, Kevin, I understand you were interested in Pat Metheny back in the day.
Yeah, as a guitar player, I was very interested in... listen to Pat Metheny. As I recall, the album was, the song at least, it's like 20 minutes. As Falls Wichita.
Falls Wichita.
And we were so into it. And then this was a big block. I blocked this out for 30 years. And then we got onto the subject, as you know, a couple of months ago, where I believe Joel Frank actually booked Pat Metheny in the Oneonta gym. And then it so came back to me, and you remember I was pretty persistent as trying to get a photo to say, wow, this really did happen. And in fact, it did happen.
Yeah, it was in our yearbook. Yeah.
It's in our yearbook, which I haven't seen in ages. But I believe it was like October of 82 because I asked my girlfriend, then now wife of 36 years, by the way, today,
yay,
if she went.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary. Yes.
Thank you so much. And that makes sense that she didn't go, because I would have taken her, but I didn't meet her until Halloween night in Oneonta, 1982. So I believe this happened like October.
The witching hour, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Oh, that's a whole...
And what costumes were you wearing when you met?
I remember exactly. There is a picture that I believe is a picture. I was... I won't repeat the extra fun things I swallowed that night, but I was half man, half woman, and she was just a normal cat. So somehow we got together that night. It was incredible.
Back when we were there, back in the 80s, the mayor of Oneonta was Mayor Lettuce. That was his real name.
That's right.
And yeah. Marshall went as his Halloween costume. He had a jacket, and he just... staple pieces of lettuce to his jacket.
Phenomenal.
Yes, classic Marshall.
So phenomenal. Yeah. So what was special about that show to me when I really started to deep dive on looking back was I was under the keyboards of or xylophone of Lyle Mays, which I always wonder why were we sitting on a carpet like literally 2 feet from the band, like as if we were in a living room.
From what I remember, because I was there also, the there was so few tickets sold that they just said, everyone from the bleachers, come on down and sit on the floor in front of him, like he's like a school teacher. And we were all sitting on the floor around about 200 people. And that was the show. Yeah, it was
that's right.
Quite a good show.
That's quite great. So, that's a great, great memory. So glad to have it. Others remember other bands, I know that, but I'm glad to say, for example, last week I was at the Blue Note seeing Simon Phillips. Very similar scene, by the way. Everything costs like 50 times as much, but it was a great scene, nonetheless, in New York City.
Yeah. Well, I got a Pat Metheny song queued up for you.
Oh, good.
One of my favorite, Phase Dance. And like you said, you'll hear an amazing Lyle Mays interlude piano solo. So...
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Absolutely. Everybody have a great time.
You too, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat.
Great selection.
Thank you. Yeah, I love Lyle Mays. I have a bunch of Lyle Mays music as well. He's beautiful on the piano. I love beautiful music, beautiful piano music anywhere. Good stuff. Speaking of beautiful music, I think Laura is going to play another one for us.
I am. This is Paul Simon and Me and Julio. And I feel this song so much because I know exactly where Corona is.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout, that's what started the investigation. But it's against the law. It was against the law. What the mama saw, it was against the law. Well, mama looked down and she spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. And papa said, oi, when I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in a house of detention. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Corona. Seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You're seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Ba ba bum bum, ba ba bum 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 bum. Ba ba bum bum, ba ba bum bum. Ba ba bum bum, ba ba bum 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 bum. Whoa! In a couple of days, they're gonna take me away, and the press let the story leak. And when the radical priests come and get me released, yeah, we're all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Corona. Seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You're seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You're seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Thank you, Laura.
Oh, that sounds great. Sounds great. I think your voice is getting better, just like fine wine.
Oh, thank you. It's like drinking fine wine.
Drinking fine wine. But my favorite song used to be Roxanne that you would do for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would think about trying to belt out a Roxanne today, but just give it some thought.
I will give it some thought.
We should have lined up Roxanne for our playlist here. So what else you want to listen to, Elisa?
What have we got? We have a bunch of songs on our playlist that I am not seeing right now. So
last year we got into Tedeschi Trucks Band. Great tunes by them. We saw them a couple of times in concert as well. This is one of my favorites, Midnight in Harlem.
My heart was bleeding, and it hurt my back.